And as some of you may remember from a previous lecture, the one I think which I gave, or which rather I read in Tuscany last year, the arising, or perhaps I shall say the opening of the Dharma eye, the realization of this truth that whatever has by nature an origin, that also by nature has an end. That realization is equivalent to stream entry. And from this fact alone, we can appreciate its importance, appreciate the great importance, the significance of this opening of the Dharma eye. I've spoken of the Mahaparinibbana Sutta. The Mahaparinibbana Sutta occurs in the Pali scriptures. Pali scriptures are made up of Sutta, Vinaya, and Abhidhamma Pitakas. And in the course of the Vinaya Pitaka, there's an account of the origins of the Sangha, the first disciples to be made, to be converted by the Buddha. And we hear, among others, of Kondanya, one of the first five disciples. And we hear of him, and it's in connection with him that we hear for the first time, chronologically speaking, of this Dharma eye, this eye of truth, this eye of the Dharma. As I've said, this Kondanya was one of the Buddha's first five disciples. He'd been a companion of the Buddha, even in a sense a disciple of the Buddha, earlier on, you may remember, when the Buddha was practicing severe asceticism and self-mortification. He practiced self-mortification with him. But when the Buddha gave up that particular extreme path, Kondanya, like the other four companions and disciples of the Buddha at that time, they left him in disgust and they wandered off by themselves. The Buddha wandered off too by himself, and eventually, as you know, he gained enlightenment. And after gaining enlightenment, he bethought him first of all of his old teachers. He realized that they were dead. Then he bethought him of his old companions. And he realized that they were staying at the deer park, at Isipasana, Sarana. So he went to them. You know the story very well. It's a very affecting, a very moving story. How he encountered them. How at first they didn't want to show him any respect, but then quite spontaneously, they did so. He sat down with them. He talked with them, discussed things with them, discussed for a whole rainy season. He was trying to get them to see what he had seen, the truth that he had seen, the vision that he'd seen. And the first to realize the truth of the Buddha's teaching was this same Kondanya. He was the first to understand what the Buddha was trying to communicate. He was the first to get a glimpse, so to speak, of enlightenment among those five. The Buddha didn't find it an easy task. He argued, he expostulated, they discussed vigorously. Perhaps there was quite a fierce manifestation, a fierce friendship on that occasion. But in the end, the Buddha, as it were, broke through. Or perhaps the Buddha and Kondanya broke through together, simultaneously. The Buddha was able to communicate what he'd been trying for so long to communicate to those five. He was able to communicate at least to that one person to begin with. And the text says that when the Buddha had finished speaking, and we're surely not to imagine him here as delivering a sort of set discourse. When the Buddha had finished speaking, the pure and stainless eye of truth, the Dhammacakku, arose in Kondanya. And he realized, the text continues, that everything that has by nature an origin has also by nature a cessation. He realized that in one, as it were, blinding, overwhelming flash of vision, of insight. He realized the truth of impermanence. And the text here, the text of the Pali scripture, at this point has a very interesting comment. It says, thus was the wheel of the Dhamma set going by the Blessed One, by the Buddha. In other words, it had not really been set going till there was at least one stream entrant in the world. There were words before. The Dhamma was expressed in words. The Buddha was doing his utmost to communicate the Dharma in words, and maybe in other ways too. But he hadn't really set the wheel of the Dhamma in motion. He hadn't really talked, so to speak, until there was one stream entrant in the world. So when this happened, when the Buddha broke through at last, when all barriers to communication, as we would say, were finally down, when Kondanya understood, and the Buddha saw that he had understood, when Kondanya had this great insight, and the Buddha saw that he had this great insight, that they shared one and the same insight, so to speak, between them, the Buddha was overjoyed. No longer was he having, so to speak, to keep his great discovery to himself. His great discovery was now, to some extent at least, common property. He'd shared it with another human being. So he was overjoyed. And the text says that at that point, at that moment, he let forth an udana. We can't translate the idiom here. It is literally, he breathed forth, a breathing forth. And we know from our studies of the udana what that breathing forth means. It's a sort of inspired utterance, an ecstatic utterance, if you like, a song of joy, a song of ecstasy. And what did the Buddha say? He said, Kondanya has understood. Kondanya has understood. He was so jubilant that communication had been established, the Dharma had been communicated, enlightenment had been communicated, insight had been communicated, the wheel of the Dhamma had really and truly been set moving, been set rolling. And even the Buddha perhaps couldn't see where it would stop, if it stopped at all. So henceforth, again, the text informs us that Kondanya was called Anyata Kondanya. The Kondanya who has understood, and by that name he was always thereafter known. Kondanya who has understood. Anyata Kondanya. And it's also interesting to note that the text, the Pali text of the Vinaya Pitaka here, says nothing about any further attainment beyond the opening of the Dhamma eye, beyond stream entry. The text simply says of Kondanya that having attained the Dhamma, having understood the Dhamma, having immersed himself in the Dhamma, having left uncertainty behind, having escaped from doubt, having attained confidence and not dependent on others in the doctrine of the teacher, he asked for ordination. And this the Buddha granted. And the same thing we're told, the same sort of thing we're told happened in the case of all four of the remaining ascetics. It seems in their cases the Buddha had just a little bit more trouble, a little bit more difficulty in breaking through, but he managed it in the end. And in their cases too, the eye of the Dhamma arose. They too saw that everything that has by nature an origin has also by nature a cessation. They too asked for ordination and they were ordained. So in all these cases, these five cases, it's stream entry. That is to say, the opening of the Dhamma eye, the eye of truth, that seems to be the crucial experience, the real turning point. But we've no time to go into this matter tonight. I've touched upon it, as many of you know, on other occasions.